くさんの。
Good evening. It's 6:07 p.m. Today is November the 5th, 2012, and this is the Personnel Instruction Policy Student Services Committee meeting. And Tony, would you please call roll?
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Here.
Mrs. Casares?
Here.
Did you put this on our webpage?
Mr. Parker.
Here.
Okay, first agenda item, please.
Item 2A, the new positions, Ms. Carrasco.
Ms. Carrasco.
Good evening, Madam Chair, committee members, Dr. Murphy, trustees. I bring in tonight, I provided for you in the Thursday packet last week, the job descriptions for the new positions that are being proposed, along with the position for the student training that is also being proposed by Career Technology. If you want, we can go over the first one, which is the technology director. And the copy that I have provided you last week did not have the pay grade. Since then, now, I can go ahead and discuss that with you. This is going to be an exempt position, and it is being set at administrative professional level 7. So that is the technology director position. And what that means, I had TASB review the market value on that position is $85,000. So it fits within that pay range, which is minimum $81,345. Midpoint is $91,398, and max is $101,000. So based on the market value, that is the appropriate setting for this position. Any questions on this one?
Yeah, right.
Will we be able to find someone?
Hopefully we will.
And local, or do we advertise it bigger?
We can do that. We have various sites that we use that we can go ahead and distribute
a wider
range, yes. But we can go ahead and post on our website and post on the other sites that we have.
I'm sorry I didn't ask for permission to speak. It just came out. I got so excited about what a big pay it was.
Are you done, Mrs. Sachs?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
sorry.
Mr. Corona.
Okay, I just want to be clear because it says executive director, but then we have...
No,
it's just... It reports to
huh?
It reports to the executive director.
It's a director.
But the position is technology director.
Okay.
It'll be a director level similar to, in scope, to Antonio, to Janine. It's at that level.
But we don't have an executive director.
That's coming. That's the executive director position is a vacancy right now. When we fully transition Annette into her position, that position will be there.
So do we need both of them? If so, maybe we need to get the executive director first.
I think we could do that.
We do have that vacancy currently because if this becomes...
I've been waiting on that until we get the full reorganization going. I'm ready to. To be honest with you, one of the things I waited for was to give you the reorganization plan last week or 2 weeks ago, whenever that was, and you approved the directorship, and that was a key piece in the reorganization. And so now I can move. If we have it approved, I can go ahead and fill the executive director first. If you'd like me to do that. I could do that. That's not a problem.
Well, I mean, I know we've been severely lacking in this department, and we need to get it
Yeah, that's
top, but do we need both of them?
Absolutely. The executive director is not only going to look over technology, but they're also going to look over student services, school resources, and that money's already there. That's simply a vacancy position. And this is the new position that would simply be the director of technology, working with the network manager, all the service techs, all the systems techs, the analysts that we currently have.
The executive director is not going to be the executive director of technology. It's going to be
student and school support, student and school resources. And then that person will have two directors, one for technology and then the other for student resources, which we've discussed in closed session.
Okay.
Any other questions?
No. Madam Chair, not right now. I want to take a look at the job description.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you, Mr. Coronel. I don't feel comfortable adding another layer.
Y'all looked at this last week and you approved the adding of the position. So we wrote the job description and brought it forward. If you'll remember, when I brought the reorganization list, there were about 12 positions mentioned on there, three of which you approved. And the other nine you didn't. This is one of those three that you approved. The other one was the security guard at the high school, and the other one was the webmaster, the second one we're going to do. So there's nine that are not immediately coming, but this is one of the three that you
approved. Madam Chair.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Just real quick, on this, the technology director, you said some of the stuff that it would be overseeing, would it be that the same stuff that the director would be overseeing?
Mm-hmm.
The executive director?
It's not, I'm putting this together, I'm sorry, it has scribbled. The executive director of student and school resources will have two directors, a director of technology and a director of student services. The director of technology will oversee the network manager, the three program analysts, the three systems techs, and the four support techs.
That's what they're doing right now anyway, no? Isn't that what the executive director does anyway right now?
That's correct. And we're adding a director of technology to oversee those. So we have the two directors. See, because it's not done. Sorry, I apologize.
Madam Chair, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
It's not on either the technology or the webmaster. It's on the high school trainee. Can I ask that now?
Sure. We're not there yet.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Coronel.
Annette, can you tell us what the goal of, or Doc, you and Annette, tell us what the goal of that department is?
We have a couple.
Long term.
Our term goal is, again, to meet the mission of the what you say every, you know, to get every kid college and career. If you look at some of the other entities around, there's a lot, except for HR.
Excuse me.
That there is a separation of duties as far as, you know, like the curriculum and instruction, they have ALS, they have the special ed director. And the technology director is what we're looking at is now that we're looking at a five-year plan, we're looking at a lot of the things this person has to do is going to be having to do with the, you know, with the state comp and Title I as far as getting those labs ready, working
this
with
facilities. This is not new money.
Facilities.
This is Chris's job being done.
So the technology director is, right now the network manager is doing the systems people, and you really need to have the network manager separate and aside. Now let me tell you the reason why, security. Pure and simple, Mr. Coronado. Okay, so what I'm saying is, we're, like you're saying, you don't want to add a layer, but we're kind of missing a layer. Because the network manager now shouldn't be necessarily the one overseeing the systems people. A lot of times that falls on me. I'm the one who does time cards, I'm the one that does all that stuff. And so that's why the network manager, if you notice, what you will notice is they sit separately, the network manager, because there's two people that know the passwords, me and then the network manager, because if there's an issue. And we even maintain the logs. So the separate, the network manager has to be totally separate. You know what I mean? And so we need somebody to oversee the project management. And the executive director is not just on technology. They do instruction, the instructional piece. This director of technology will do, the only instruction that person will be doing is the connecting of the third-party software to get the instructional focus. But the executive director would have hopefully some education background, and they would then help with the CNI department. And also the executive director would do student services. It would be school and student services. And that would be another whole arm. Now, you'll have another whole division coming under this person. It's going to be all the pupil services, more or less. It's going to be coming, they do the student records management. So it's getting more aligned with having like a pupil services and the parent connection, and then also the technology.
And definitely there is a need to bring that area of technology up to speed, given that our district is growing, given the goals and the objectives that have been set out. So there is a need to strengthen that department,
which
is what's been happening with all the new additions.
And we've been working on that for the past couple of years.
Yeah, we've had additional IT support and information analyst, and so that department is being enhanced.
One of the things when Mr. Coronado that I noticed is, and I don't know if you're going to say they were overstaffed then or what, but when I came in as executive director, we had like five technicians. And I went back just a few years ago and there was 13. So, do you know what I mean? So we've been trying to catch up and we've been patient. You know, you'd say, okay, wait, and then we'd put on two, and then so we've done it over the course of the years. Now, our work orders have gone down from 450 backlog, and now we're at a 200 backlog. 200 backlog we can handle. My network manager has been kind of juggling both in the air, and so he's gone and talked to the principals, and we're finally, and they've always been wonderful, don't get me wrong, but they're saying that now they're satisfied. They said, we can see the difference. They said, you know, and we still have about two labs that we still have to upgrade, but this is a constant
thing
that's going to be happening.
Annette, what is it going to take for our technology department to get to the point where retrieval is going to be easier and user-friendly for every...
Well, it depends. We've made huge gains in that. We have a third party. We have Eduforia that we can extract data all the way down to each kid. We can extract data all the way down to the teacher. We can extract data from, if you want me to Martha had something for me today, and she said, can you get this information? I said, what do you need? I need to know the students. You know, I need to know how the attendance were. I need to know how many credits he got. I get that information now. It's at our fingertips, so we're getting that. The one area we're working on, which is for the program analysts that we're looking at, is getting that same type of fluidity that we have with the financial aid. We have it with HR. HR will come to me. We have a report called the OCR, which is, you know, what is that? It's a federal report. I can tell you how many people are paid from this account number and how many hours they work. I can tell you if they're exempt or non-exempt. I can tell you how many days they've been out. So I'm extracting all this information that I have to send to the feds as far as because of the Title I. Do you remember what that OCR report was?
Yeah, the Office of Civil Rights. Office of Civil Rights.
Thank you. But I know, and what that report is, it transcends student, personnel, and...
ethnicity, everything.
Everything. And I get all that from what I'm using. I get it from Teams, I get it from Teams, I get it from, you know, I get it from Teams Data Plus. So we are extracting the data. The issue is, you know, the amount of personnel that we have extracting the data. We don't have a whole bunch. We do have, and what I said to my staff is we're moving from a small district to a mid-sized district. Now, one thing we haven't done yet, Mr. Coronado, is data warehousing. Now, I know a lot of you have gone to the sessions, and I know you've heard of TSDS. It's what the state of Texas is going into. And that's what they're calling a data warehousing, but it's mainly only linked to the student side. And it's going to be coming out, and it's going to be kind of married to PIMS. PIMS is still here. PIMS is what I said to my staff, I had a couple of staff meetings today, but PIMS is the mother of everything. Martha, Gary, and I like to argue on which is more important, you know, finance or the PIMS, because it talks about. So we're getting all sorts of reports, Mr. Coronado. Now I do what you, and even like the reports that we're getting in finance, what we're having an issue with is necessarily is this exactly the report you want? And sometimes, you know, just look at the warrant list. One person has one idea, one has another idea. We come down with a report, and look at them and say, well, can you have this here? Or can you do this? And so we're still working, but we're getting there.
And more directly, my question, I guess, would be along those lines of the data warehousing. Are we to the point where we can, that somebody can request a report from technology and then have to go to the particular department where that report?
Yes, for most of the part, yes, sir.
For most
except
of the
for special ed. There are some things in special ed I cannot put in a data warehousing.
In other words, what I don't want to happen is what we used to do in the past, is we need a report, well, we got to go with technology, we got to go talk to their department.
One of the things,
I want to be able to ensure that a retrieval can be made without bothering the people in the department.
It's like even like the cohort report we're working on. You know, we're doing it. We're not going to CNI. I'm not going to the individual campuses. I'm taking it all from what I have here. And it's just making sure, kind of getting the parameters of what you want in that report.
Mm-hmm.
So for the most part, I'm saying we're already there, sir. So now what we are, we only have two people. And I have two program analysts, and then it's myself that are pulling those reports. And it does take time. I love doing that, but now in my role, now I don't have as much time to get that done. Because you do have to know logic. You do have to have the parameters of getting into it and working with the tables. So I'm saying, but HR will tell me, like before we do personnel, HR will say, will you give us a report on how many teachers you think we need? Okay, I can do that for you. Can you tell me how many, you know, what the class ratio will be? Yep, I can tell you that. Those are the things we can pull. So we're getting the, I think, to where we need to be. I think if once we get this, the finance totally in place with what they want, and seeing some of the reports that are coming in, I think that's probably the last checkbox. And then the TSDS. So when you go to any of your sessions, look at TSDS, and it's what they call the dashboard, and it has all student information.
Ms. Brigham, on this position, is it, I know you said that we've been prolonging it, but is it something that can wait until the new budget? Put it in with a new budget?
Which position? The Director of Technology,
Executive Director? No, the Technology Director.
Well,
I have a comment, but please.
What I'm thinking is, I'm doing some of that now.
Because you don't have your Executive Director.
Right. So I'm...
Because you don't have that person.
Well, that could be, but the only thing is to what Mr. Carnato just said, yes, could we deal with it? However, we're not going to get to the point where I need to be with even for the next year, because if we wait, if we look at, if you're talking July, interviewing the person coming on in September, you know, that's a long time for... We've lost the whole planning cycle of the new school. We've lost the planning for, you know, the state comp money for putting in the labs and things like that. But...
Through the chair.
Dr. Murphy.
Please remember that in the reorganization plan that I presented, We have a methodology of where it won't even hit the budget this year at all. When we were talking about the PEZ usage, because we've only used 4 of our 12 PEZ. And if we could allocate PEZ, it won't even, I mean, it's not even a blip on the screen, because you won't even see it until December of 2013. No, January 2013. And it'll completely pay for itself using those monies through that time frame. And furthermore, I just want to reiterate that, you know, we need to get, Ms. Brigham is still very much acting as the executive director. And we need to start making these moves so we can get her fully into these.
But sessions. How come you haven't advertised?
Advertised
for executive director.
Because we wanted to do the reorganization
plan. But you have not advertised. It's your call. It wasn't our call.
But I'm changing the position of the executive directorship. My goal is to combine student services and school resources, and I needed to bring that to the board. And that's what I did last week in the reorganization plan. And I'm moving in that direction.
And if you might get a different person on the executive directorship with student services, on that side of student services, you're going to get somebody. You might not need to get somebody as technical, but they have to have maybe a minor in CIS or, you know, what I had, you know, the graduate with, you know, CIS, and then maybe a master's in either education or business. Probably an education for the executive directorship, but it was linked to the reorg. As far as taking student services and bringing it under this division, so it's the absorption of the division that's coming under here.
Which also means that once the reorg was approved, then we need to revamp the job description before we post.
I was curious why this one is coming out on the AP instead of the IT pay scale.
Oh, because we have to cut the IP, pay scale goes up to a 6, and I do believe, and Ms. Canasco is going to have to answer all that. I'm not going to say as far as with personnel. And it's just because the director of technology is a director position, and it has management. And a lot of it is the coordination and the IT scale. Most of the districts, the director of technology is in the AP. If you look at Clint, El Paso, Yisleta, and they do exactly what we have, your network manager and below are under the IT. So that's pretty much almost pretty familiar with the state. If you notice, when TASB did our recommendation, they only came back this year and they added a layer. They added another layer, which they put a six, because it's these positions, like the network manager, IT director, they're very complex. Mm-hmm. So the network manager normally is the person that sits in a room by themselves, you know, and has a, what do you call those, one of those strange keypads to go into their offices, and they're usually the security. And that's what I would like to evolve into. And that's because we're going from, again, small to a mid, that we have to have that separation. And what you're talking about, Mr. Coronado, with the, you know, the data warehousing and things, we have crossed so many of those bridges now that there's more bridges we've crossed, and there's a lot less that we have to build to get what you're talking about, that they should come to us. As a matter of fact, we're handling requests from lots of people, colleges. We're handling requests from, you know, the other campus, the middle school principals, from coming. They don't have to go to the individual, you know, feeder patterns. We give them all that information ahead of time. So we're getting to that point. Did I answer your question, Ms. Cassidy?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And did you need to add? I mean, I don't know.
Yes, she did answer. It's a director-level position, so it's an administrative professional, and it will be housed with the other directors.
Okay. Have a minute?
And when are you going to post for this? Once it gets approved from
the board? It'll be on our next regular board meeting. So in 2 weeks, we'll get your full approval of the position. Correct, Martha? Is that right? New position will have to go. This is a recommendation to the board.
This is a committee, right?
And then it'll be the next day. Personnel moves will occur. I mean,
yes, once the job description is approved as presented, then we'll go ahead and post. As soon as you approve, we'll post it up.
But would they approve, or does it go to the full board?
No, it'll go to the full
board. Full board.
Actually, I don't recall that point. The reorganization, was that for information or was that approved?
No, it's going to come back to the board one more time.
It was for information.
Yeah. And I plan on doing that in this next board meeting.
I mean, this position's already been approved by us last meeting, right?
Well,
Informally.
It was presented to us. That's why it's coming before us as a committee.
I think personnel. We should recommend it to the board.
Okay.
Are you
going
to do the position one by one? Do you want to
do
webmaster now?
Yeah, let's go to the next agenda.
The next item is that I'm presenting to you is the webmaster. I believe I asked Tony to give you all a revised copy or version of the one I had sent last week. I believe the one we titled last week was Webmaster Graphic Artist and we're changing it to webmaster multimedia specialist. The copies that you have, everything that's highlighted in red is what we've changed from the previous copy that we gave you. This is a non-exempt position, and this pay grade for this position is in the technology pay scale, and it'll be an IT3, which means that, TASB has evaluated the market for this position. Market value is $53,898, and non-school market, they were able to get a non-school district, non-school market, and that's valued at $50,000. So the appropriate pay range is the IT3, which starts the minimum at $42,479, the midpoint is at $51,179, and the max is at $59,879. So that is where we would be placing this position.
And I think it's important to note, Board, that this position is coming under the IT4s, and you'll be very familiar with our IT4s. That's Claudia. Who else is in that?
No, it's
IT3. So that's the IT systems, which Joshua Sanchez, Eddie Hernandez, and It's
equivalent to the on the same pay grade as the IT systems technicians.
The systems people.
And Claudia is a. That's what I said. That's what I meant.
This is an IT3.
And Claudia is an IT4, and that's what I meant.
Oh.
What I'm trying to say is that this position is coming
under the
Claudia, and who's the other one?
Estella.
So it's not even at that level. It's an IT3.
It's an associate's degree. I thought this was going to be a bachelor's degree.
We certainly could have that as preferred. That's mm-hmm. a good point, Armani.
You could have that as preferred, sir.
So you're putting them help. As, but you're putting.
Well, Martha has, what is the question?
I mean, I thought it was going to be a bachelor's degree. If you're getting an associate's degree, you're getting a less technical person when it comes to the amount of stuff you're requiring.
We can certainly add the bachelor's preferred, but the sample job description that is on the website for TASB, that was what they were requesting was an associate's degree. But we can certainly add bachelor's preferred.
Madam Chair, I think that would be really appropriate.
Bachelor's preferred.
But then if you have a bachelor's preferred, you're looking at the
higher pay grade?
Yeah, higher it would be, because the other ones are technicians.
No, not necessarily. I always get, and I get hung up with this education and certification also, and and what happens is we want to get a robust pool that we can. And what we have seen sometimes is that you put in, if it must have a bachelor's, then you get the bachelor's people, and then you don't get the people that have the experience, and they haven't worked in it, or something like that. So this is a nice blend. I have no problem putting bachelor's preferred. However, this is the job description, and all my systems people, all of them, two of them have master's degrees.
But this is not an IT area.
That's how it comes under. It's still because of Ms. TASB.
The type of work would be coded under the IT, but it is reporting to the public information office.
And what's the IT for pay grade?
The IT for pay grade. Starting pay is $49,439 as opposed to the $42,000. And again, the $42,479, I'm just quoting minimum.
And what's midpoint?
Midpoint for that position. It's range where it was set was based on market with the TASB salaries that they have found with other districts comparable to our size.
Looking at other districts, what did you have?
At the other districts, it's showing 53,898.
Right. We're right in the ballpark with this. I thought it was going to come back as I wish I had that on all of them, because I knew it would come back as a three or a four. And then I talked, Socorro is at the IT3 position. In his letters about the same, so and that goes to when they were talking about the school market is a little bit higher than the non-school market. I'm not sure why, but the school market is at 53.8 and the non-school market is 50,000. We're going to get plenty of applicants with this rating under this pay grade. Plenty.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, sir.
Annette, this person would fall under the responsibility of public information?
Right now, that's exactly how they put it in. It is going to have a definitely the network manager will be setting the protocols for this person, total different, because when you're a webmaster, you have to have different access and protocol rights, and they're going to be having to set that up. So, and that person would have to, I mean, I think the network manager or some people from IT should sit on the interview committee because I do think we have to make sure that level of expertise is where it needs to be, because this person, we will have, we have to almost create their own separate tunnel.
Do you foresee this person sharing office space in IT or in public information? Or have you thought about that yet?
No, actually, I have.
Yes, ma'am. Through the chair. This person absolutely, is, as it is on the IT pay scale, will have connection with IT, and those people will serve on the committee. But we really want it in the realm of PIO, because not only will this person be the webmaster, but they will be a multimedia specialist assisting the PIO with not only putting out information, but also gathering information. We see this person often behind the camera, taking shots, actually going to events, gathering stuff, and serving as another professional in that area. We are in our office reorg. This person very well could land in one of the two offices that are being vacated by John Warren right now, which would be down the hall from Gustavo's office. If we leave the internal auditors up here, and Gustavo goes into the old PIO office, there's not enough room to put three people in there. So we were thinking about John Warren's office, because John Warren is going down to food service. We're also thinking about putting the director of technology in one of those two offices as well. Maybe they could share a suite, I don't know. Because that will become vacant when John moves.
We are working on a couple scenarios with that. With the,
Rachel.
So what I understand is this person will be doing public information
as well
work.
Yes. And you can see that on your job description on number, I'm sorry. Where is it? Oh, number 10 on page 2. I think best describes it. Assist PIO in the identification, gathering, and publication of material content for web page and other district publications. So they'll be assisting Gustavo as well as doing the website.
What I thought, going back, was I thought it was going to be sort of the level that Chris's job is currently.
Yeah.
That was my understanding.
Oh, okay. The other thing, if I may, with the...
But if he's going to, excuse me.
Sure.
If he's out in the field doing this, then maintaining a website is like a full-time thing.
It is.
It is.
And if he's out in the field, he won't be able to be maintaining a website.
No, well, I mean, Gustavo, maybe you want to talk to this. I don't think, to be honest with you, a 6,000-person school
that's
district.
That's gonna, you know.
I don't think it will interfere. I really don't. In fact, I think if it was just webmastering, the person would not have a full plate. I don't know what.
Well, it's not just webmastering. Wouldn't it be like the district Facebook and isn't it other?
And that is part of the job description as well. That's why it's a multimedia specialist, because they would handle all the digital. The digital profile for the school district, including the website, and our social media presence on you know, Facebook, Twitter, videos on YouTube, but also lead in the design, and I think that's where Dr. Murphy was commenting here. They'll lead in the design and look of our brand. As far as the public goes, when it comes to the website and when it comes to other printing.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to get a person for Gustavo to go say go to BCE in the morning and GE in the afternoon. That's not what we're after at all.
That's what I'm picturing.
But I am after. I want to get it on the job description somewhere to where, if we do need the person to go to BCE, like for instance, if he's out of town or he's at a meeting, the person could go to BCE and support in that role. But certainly the computer role and the webmaster role would be far and away the number one thing that they would do. I just want to get something in the job description to where, if we get in a pinch, they also could assist in gathering material as part of the public information
office. That would be pretty much all duties assigned. I mean,
yeah, but I really wanted to get it specific in there. And it's just one word that they would help gather.
Madam Chair, if I might.
Mr. Rodriguez.
My biggest concern was our image, whether it's our design that's going out, our brand is not what it should be. And so, I mean, my concern is I'd rather just keep it the webmaster graphic artist. And, you know, the other stuff, I mean, if you have somebody that needs, you know, if you needed one, I mean, it's not in description either.
The way that graphic art is being taught at this moment, it's multimedia art. So the schools, specifically UTEP and other universities, are moving towards a multimedia component when it comes to graphic art. So most of these people would have those skills to do both graphic art and multimedia art, because those two have really kind of merged their one skill set at this moment.
And I mean, then if we're looking at what UTEP's trying to do, they're paying about 60 plus when it comes to
the graphic art.
So if you're looking at that type of technicality, and so that's my concern is, especially, I mean, you're having people from UTEP that have a bachelor's degree and are experienced, and they're making way above that. I mean, if we're gonna do it right, we should do it right, and that's my concern is, because from here on out, I want to make sure that we're branded correctly, that whether it's social, whether whatever media outlet or whatever design that's going out, whether it's our newsletter or stuff like that,
right.
It does have a brand when it comes out of Gun of Dealing. And so that was my concern. I just see where, I mean, the job description just, you know, changed too much from my understanding of what we had intended when we discussed it in closed session.
Okay, the red is what's changed. So I'm hearing that on number 10, you'd rather not use the word gather.
Take out all the red?
Is that what you're saying? No, I'm saying, is that what you're saying?
Which one?
Number 10, is that what your issue is with? Because he's saying gathering, so
it's just that one word that has him out of the office. Everything else is in the office except the word gathering. But I just think one word is okay, because occasionally we want, let me give you an example. Let's say we want to do a series of videos that highlighted a teacher at each campus. I could see this person, there was 9 teachers, I could see this person going and doing a couple of those videos that are going to go on the website.
In addition to Mrs. Guzman?
Okay, I mean, I think I'm just thinking all hands on deck, all three of them to assist.
I understand where you're taking.
But if you don't want the person to leave the central office and go to campuses, but I could.
But Dr. Murphy, and obviously this is not my area of expertise, but when I read this and I see gathering, gathering could just be like walking around this office and gathering it up. I mean, gathering doesn't mean you laugh.
And I'm not married to the word gathering. We can take it out. I'm not, it's fine.
Gathering could mean you just turn on the computer and gather stuff out of there.
And then you're in, Mondo, I think you said, or somebody, you're right, it is covered under other duties as assigned. So that's no problem.
I have a question.
May I discuss it?
As far as the way it's structured right now, when it comes to technology, when it comes to IT, and people have difficulties, people have problems, and they need something fixed right then and there, who's addressing that? As far as like, I can't log in, my username doesn't work, and they don't have time to put in a work order and wait for somebody to address it. Who's answering the phones on those? Let me look into it and fix it real quick. Do you have somebody that's doing
yes.
that? Okay. You have somebody that...
Yes, and right, this here, and I hear what you're saying with the webmaster, that's why webmaster's in front also, because we have the district website, and then we have the campus's website.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know which one of you had said, and it's a very good point that you said, that it's, you know, it's a lot of work once you put that in. Especially now that we're in the phases that we're doing. We have million-dollar projects out there, and there's all this information that's coming in. And we have to be able to also use, and going back to the, which whatever you want the second word to be, which is multimedia specialist, graphic artist, or whatever it is, because they have to have that experience to take that the audio, the print, and put it into the different formats on the web. And not only to the different formats on the web, but put it on the web and that's why it is a connection with the IT. Because you could put in, you just can't, it's dangerous sometimes when, if we don't have the time to create, like just a form like we did for the school, you know, for naming of the school. We had to come up with that real quick, and I wasn't really comfortable with putting that on the web as soon as we did, because you have to put in some of the safety parameters behind it and security measures behind it so those threads don't go to someplace else. And we don't have that in-house, I mean, to drop everything else and to get that in. I mean, I know that sounds easy, but sometimes it's not that easy because we don't have that. We don't have a whole bunch of personnel, you know.
Well, that's why I'm asking, because I know typically in the past, I mean, the tech people are usually mobile, and they're you can't get a hold of them.
Right.
So that's why I was asking if there is somebody that has a phone line, that if there's somebody's having problems, they can call and say, my username doesn't work, or, you know, that like kind of like a help person. That.
And what we do is we help them right away, and what we do is we put a work order in immediately after the problem's solved. And the reason why we do that is because I still want that tracked.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's not another, yes, there's plenty of times we call and that we even can, I get phone calls still, and they'll say, can you help me with this? And I'll say, absolutely, because what I do, I correct it and then I do the work order.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want that to be documented so I can give you, and so I can keep somebody accountable for that, mm-hmm. that job order.
Okay.
I would be more comfortable. I mean, if you're going to ask for somebody technical, I would be more with them having the bachelor's degree and then looking at just leaving some leeway of, I mean, if people at UTEP are getting paid $60,000, $70,000, And I mean, you're, but you look at the work that's coming out of UTEP. That's what I want, is something like that, where, you know, whether it's even the person, like Socorro's bond stuff that came out. I mean, if you want some good work, you're going to have to.
That's coming from a webmaster, a graphic artist.
Yeah, but if you're going to want good work, I mean, there's people out there, and that field has been growing exponentially when it comes to graphic design. But I really want, you know, I want the image of the district to change from not just from the website, but from our brand when it comes to our newsletter, when it comes to everything that comes
out. Absolutely.
And so,
I agree with you.
So I would just want some leeway in case you do find something.
So you want this to be bachelor's required?
Mm-hmm. Required?
Fine.
You want to bump it to an IT4?
I mean, all my IT4s, again, my two ladies have masters, and they have an IT4, and then, you know what I mean? So IT has a totally different...
You have the IT3 currently, right?
I have all the way up to IT6, sir.
Okay, the IT3 that you currently have, do you have them doing all this?
Yes.
Every single bit of
it? Yes.
Graphic design, webmaster.
Well, no, it's a combination between my 3 and 4, to be honest. Because, again, it's other duties as assigned right now, and that's why you're not getting what you need, and I get that. But we have...
But you have an IT3 that you're combining the IT4, and you're asking all this.
Actually, my IT3 has the HTML, Java, the JavaScript, the Perl, the ActiveXS. They have all that right now, my IT3. And that's why they created an IT position, because those skills are so different that they needed... Because you don't want to put them on an AP scale, because they're not really supervising anyone. That you're paying for their skills, and same thing with with my program analyst is an IT4, but both my IT4s have masters. So, I mean, it the IT field is, they get paid. You know what I mean? They do. And that's why we couldn't put them in the clerical. I do, the only thing that I am have a little bit of a disagreement with TASB is that all my people are non-exempt. And that's kind of weird. Because here you have, you know, I just never got that. And, you know, as far as IT people, is most of the time they have great personalities. They really don't care where they fall.
IT4
is 49. It's a difference, sir, of Martha gave that. It's 42,479 for the men, and it would be a men for an IT4 would be 49, sir. Change.
49. That's a minimal and med.
Well, I didn't remember that one. I think it was 53. And the market, and this is where the market, I mean, we're right there at 53,898, which is the market.
Okay, minimum is 49,439 and mid is 58,856.
And what's top?
From the top is... Top is 68,272.
And I think my, you know, honestly, with that, I probably think that's my IT3s will be, I'm going to jump on that.
And I can read you from the email the exact wording that TASB sent. Said webmaster, media specialist, information technology, pay structure, pay grade 3. Webmaster peer district market value for webmaster is 53,898. Non-school market information is 50,000. Combined, the market value is 51,949. Placement in pay grade 3 with midpoint value of 51,180 is appropriate.
So we can add We, at our discretion, we can add bachelor's if we want to?
Sure, absolutely. It, the only thing why we did that, and I have no problem doing that, is the pool. But if that's the way, if that's the bidding of the board, I have no problem with that at all. I think we find it. Except that you could get somebody, like somebody from the Socorro District. I'm just saying somebody that's been doing the job for multiple years that cannot apply because she won't let him apply because of that. You know, it's, but I have no problem with that because I do think we're going to, I do think there's going to be a plethora of candidates for this job.
I'd say just to give wiggle room, just do the IT4.
Well, then we'll really have to.
With the bachelor's required?
Yeah.
Yeah, because then, and I think that will generate interest that even right here within the district.
Yeah, you'll get a lot of IT3s now that apply for it.
Yeah, and we'll have teachers that
we'll be able to promote from within.
I'm going to go back to school.
Yeah, IT, we'll get some teachers.
Do you think the IT3 would probably bring someone more from outside and the IT4 might bring someone more from inside?
I think the IT4, the minute they see it's IT4, it's just going to be what I'm doing anyways, and moving people around. And that's okay. They know that they know the organization.
Because my thing is, okay, if you're asking the webmaster and their IT3, the people that know HTML or not, and now you're adding a graphic design, might as well, I mean, you said IT4 and IT3, that you're mixing the both when it comes to this.
Because so I have a lot of people that have their own websites, you know, that this is what they do on the side. You know,
but ours is more, it's going to be more of a technical website than what it currently is. When it comes to
if this person that's going to be doing it, they could come up with it. This is not going to be a hard job to fill. It's not like a network manager. It's not like a technology director. This job, there's a lot of people out there that have a graphic design. I know my son does this for a living, and of course, he has one last name, so he can't apply. So don't worry. Okay. But and he's right. I mean, he'd love to have the salary pay. This. I know it. I mean.
You know, it doesn't say here the job description, but somebody that comes in and gets this job, I'd like to see them make our website more dynamic. And you know what I mean? Like,
oh, absolutely.
Because it's not there.
Probably,
you know what I mean?
Job number one is to update our website.
Yeah.
Make it compatible to all, because there are ADA requirements for websites. Mm-hmm. Do that. Oh yeah. Visually impaired.
Like there's just several things that we could automate and have.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about when I say dynamic. I don't mean
right.
Dynamic like wow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I want to see that happen because. I mean, I know there was a point where we were kind of moving to that, and it seems like it stopped. So
I'd exactly. like to see and that I happen. I could probably tell you when it stopped. If I could figure out when it stopped. But I do think that, and then you all know that it went to other duties as assigned. And that's, you know, we were just making do. Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you mean, and I do think, first of all, and why I say IT 3 or 4, it doesn't matter. This is a great job. This is a cool job. This is a job that, you know, people, it feels, I mean, it is, it's a cool job. I mean, this is going to be, you're going to see the difference. You're going to see what a difference you make. And you're going to see it every day.
And so it needs to be a cool person, right?
Yep.
It will definitely be someone that has sort of foresight to create a brand with the school district, taking where we are at right now and celebrating that, but also moving this forward. So that's
you don't mean we're going to change that, do you?
Change what?
What's on the front of that podium?
The logo?
Yeah, we're not changing that.
No, it is not. But definitely, as far as you know, just. Slogans and the way our printed material goes to the public will look differently, will look more professional, will look a lot sharper and really tell people where this is coming from.
Are we recommending this to the board for approval?
Okay, so what are we doing?
And then to recap, it's going to stay webmaster multimedia, or do you want webmaster graphic artist? Is that the graphic artist, Mr. Rodriguez?
Webmaster design dat slash multimedia specialist or something like that.
Webmaster designer?
No, webmaster slash design slash multimedia specialist.
And is it going to be an IT4?
That's what I would recommend.
You'd be a designer, right? Not just design. Webmaster slash designer slash multimedia specialist. Okay. And then, are you good with the red? Any changes in the red? If you put it a four, I would hope that you could leave gathering and you're paying more money.
Mr. Corona.
Okay. If we do this, are we, is somebody, Annette, with a, let's say, associate's degree, but then has had, you know, let's say 8-10 years experience of this?
If you put, and I think
yeah, they wouldn't be allowed to apply.
They would be allowed to apply. That's been the issue sometimes with IT, because Annette will come and argue with me that, you know, we have all these great people in the pool, and I said, you can't interview them. Can they apply? Yes. But she won't be able to interview because we had the requirement of a bachelor's degree. And so we have people with extensive experience but no degree. And then on the other hand, we'll have people with degrees but not with the experience. So she would have a hard time filling the positions because to find that right combination. Fortunately, I mean, it took us a little longer, but she was able to do that with what we had put on the posting. Actually, I think we revised the IT specialist. I think when TASB came in and during the interview with Annette, they did mention to her that a lot of these support technicians really are not all don't come with bachelor's degree. They're just people that are very passionate about that and know the work very well and have the experience, but not necessarily the degree.
They were very surprised to see the level of education at my, you know, with my staff. And they said that you don't see that like in Dallas or, you know, because, might not have, but the rest all have bachelor's, some of them have master's. And they were just surprised at, that's what I'm saying, we're different. You know, there's some things, we don't have this pool, so we have, and we have a university here. So we have a university that's putting out the, you know, the graphic artist, and like Gustavo said, you cannot be a graphic artist anymore and not know technology. It just doesn't happen anymore. And so that there is kind of a marriage between these two because you still have that creative, you need that creative spunk that you have to have. So I think as a four, it's like when we now put in a teacher, we put in one teacher position and we get 60 applicants. So with this, as an IT3, I was expecting to get this hit absolutely IT4. And I'll take anything, but I do think that it will be very well received.
Mr. Rodriguez is going to make a suggestion on the title position. It could be a webmaster presentation specialist or media presentation specialist. That way it incorporates both the graphic design and the web design as well.
Yeah. I mean, whatever the title is, I just want to make sure that we get the best out there. I mean, there's so many people, especially with the campaigns that we've seen in the last. I mean, you look at.
Yeah, there's definitely a market here for people that know how to do graphic art and incorporate that into a web design. And I think we're gonna have a great pool of candidates just given the market out there and the number of graduates you're just producing
as far as
and it's just completely changing when it comes to graphic design. I mean, the thing is, when you look at somebody, let's say a tech or something, the new systems that are currently out there, and I mean the degrees that are offered, you know, it's changed so much, and it's going to continue to change when it comes to whether it's Adobe Illustrator or stuff that, like that, which I don't even know, and I have.
But that's the market in IT, though. I mean, it changes.
Yeah, but we're not just looking at IT. What we want is something, you know, not just IT, but at the same time has a portfolio where the design
is. If UTEP is producing them, we've already gone beyond UTEP's. Because UTEP is, you know, I mean, so I have no problem with this, how you want your the job description at all. Yeah. No problem.
Could you repeat that title that you...
Yeah, it's the Webmaster Media Presentation Specialist.
Mr. Rodriguez, is that...
Does media include, like, let's say newsletter? Sorry, I have
yes.
this, so...
Yes, yes. It also would include video. It would include basically digital plus written.
Design. Okay.
Yeah, everything.
I got this, so I kind of...
My only concern is that it's going to keep some other people that are might be experienced in this from applying.
It would keep like the other people, like from Socorro. I know Socorro has a couple of people there that are excellent, but they have the associates.
But you would have a big pool with that, that you're saying right now, right? The mm-hmm. way we would have it?
But would exclude them. It wouldn't matter what they brought in.
But out of four, you still have a robust pool and a bachelor's required.
Absolutely.
It's out of three where you'd have some problems. You're still going to get a big pool.
No, three would get a huge pool, too.
But with the bachelor's, it'd be a little tight. But out of four with the bachelor's, you're still
going to... We're going to have to make sure they have the experience with the four. We'll get the bachelor's. We're not going to have any trouble meeting the bachelor's. What's going to have the trouble is we'll meet the experience.
Don't you think if we just ask bachelor's preferred, it leaves it open that if there's one with a great bachelor's, I mean a great presentation and they've got a bachelor's degree, great, we preferred that. But you don't exclude, because as little as I know about this subject, the few people that I know that do incredible things on the computer don't have degrees.
Doesn't matter.
And we could ask them.
Because they have lots of time to sit around and just play with them.
We could ask for a portfolio to be submitted.
If you want to get somebody
and then whatever y'all want to do, we're good.
Yeah.
Well, but the reason that it was at the three is that it was requiring an associate. As you go up the scales, the requirements, the education requirements, and everybody on that four has a bachelor's degree.
And two of them have masters.
Well, yes, but they have a minimum of bachelor's. So now you're letting someone in with an associate's at that pay grade. And so then we have the issues with the other employees saying
it's not the same, it's not equitable.
So either we require a bachelor's at the level four and we leave it at the level four,
or three with a preferred.
Or an associate's bachelor's preferred at a level three.
Would we get a higher level candidate at the four? Yes or not necessarily?
I mean, not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
Look at what some of our kids are doing. Mm-hmm. I mean, they haven't even graduated from high school, and they can do some awesome, yeah. awesome things.
Well, one of our graduates about 4 years back was already doing...
Richard.
Yeah.
There's a competition.
If you have a love for it,
the kids already do this.
You can be awesome.
How about we do IT3 or IT4? Like, if it's going to be an associate's preferred... Then it would be an IT3, but if not, if you get a bachelor's, it would be in the IT4 area.
If you've got to place
you
it
can't
somewhere.
Do that. It's one or the other.
You can't place it at two levels. So I've got to place
three
it
and five.
Somewhere.
How about if you just put negotiable?
No, you
so
can't.
So if you want to go with the three that TASBE recommend, we would do the minimum associates.
Can I?
I don't know.
If you feel comfortable that we're going to get a large pool, and that, and you know, if you're saying everything that you're saying is Tasby recommended.
That's what Tasby recommended.
Not that I'm a voting member on this committee, but I disagree with Mr. Bull.
What we can do is run it, and then we'll see in case if once we advertise and there's issues and we're not finding, then we can come back and remap it and then try it again.
Okay. What if we get somebody who's, if we do the IT3 and we put bachelor's preferred, and we get somebody top notch that's a bachelor's and whatever, and he comes out that he's wants something over the minimum, then do we go back and then switch it to a IT4 and put it in there? No,
basically what happens is with the
so that we don't have that issue out.
No, but the years of experience, whatever he brings to the table, he would be credit for. So at minimum, he would be at the 42, but midpoint is 51. Certainly we have up to 59 to play with.
As a board, can we do that?
Can you do what?
Can we upgrade?
But it's not a board decision. It's once you put it out.
I think what they're asking is if we get like this awesome person and yet they want more money, can we upgrade to a 4?
My standard answer to that when I come across many applicants that will come in and say, you know, that they want more money, we advertise a position at this rate of pay. And if they apply, then we do, you know, that's the amount of money that we're working with.
Let's try, I mean, the way we're going to do it is let's try the first, which would be the IT4. If it doesn't work out, we don't think we get the experience, then we can go back to the drawing board and go back to IT3 and include the others. I understand what you want. You want a high-level guy. Mm-hmm. I get it.
I know what you're saying, too.
I get it.
I want somebody to change the image of the district.
Yeah, I get it. And if we're not that much more, $5,000-$6,000 is the minimum difference, right? $5,000-$6,000?
It's only five, six grand.
Well, but it could make a difference because of the caliber of the potential for that person to develop into higher level. I get it.
And not just that, I mean, like, you look at that logo right there, you look at the logo, you know, the design that we're going to want for the new pre-K, all that stuff is going to come into play. And so it's just starting a brand new district, and I want somebody at
Ohio. Someone who's going to take initiative and, like, really...
Take it to a next level where, like, everybody's like, oh, man, have you seen Canotillo's website? Have you seen, you know, their newsletter? Have you seen this? You know, that's what I want. So, I would say
I'm okay with the 4 if you want to try and go for a high level guy. Person.
Okay. Tony, next agenda item.
Item 3 has
we're giving the red allowance, if that's correct.
Thank you.
Martha, you okay? So, Martha, we're leaving the red allowance and make it black.
That's for Mondo.
Let's go on.
We need a bigger one for Monday.
Moving on.
Is there anything in there?
Don't open.
Somebody's calling you over there in the hall.
Yeah, go. You're not part of this committee.
Okay.
Go.
You're under.
Shoo.
Next.
Tony.
Item 3, high school student training. On October 31st, in our personnel committee, I had Ms. Araujo and Ms. Angelica Romo present to us the student training program that they want to start with CTE. And basically what that involved is that the district would open the opportunity for students to combine their learning experience with classroom instruction and paid employment. So they would become part-time tutors, employees of the district. And so what we would do, what I was looking at, is that these positions would be paid at minimum. And I believe Ms. Romo is looking at them working 15 hours per week in the various departments within the district. CTE will be funding these salaries, and so they will be providing the funding for this. And so basically we're opening up the position, I mean, we're opening up the opportunity for students to work within the departments within the district.
I like it.
I'm all for it.
I love it.
Yeah, and this is, again, for this year, just so you know, this year the students will be placed into the departments, and that will be until June. And then after June, they will then have to go through an interview process. The seniors, the new batch of seniors come in, they'll have the skills, and we place them in IT. We'll be placing them in the offices, like for accounting, for the kids that have taken accounting, the office procedures, we'll be placing them around the district.
Go
ahead.
With this, are they going to have any kind of option for, like, Microsoft certification or any?
Well, after the CTE, they absolutely do.
Okay.
So absolutely, there'll be. And see, those are this is great for kids that they're going to be going through. They're going through what Ms. Carrasco says. They are going to. They're at. It's a capstone program, so they would have had to have a minimum of a coherent sequence of courses to get to where they need to be. Mm-hmm. And then we're giving them their experience. If they, even like in the classroom, they have to be there on time. If they're out, they have to have an excuse for they're out. It's a totally different setting, but it's bringing us up the next level.
Yeah.
To where we want to be.
Madam Chair, I have something to say about this one.
Miss Lori Sterling.
It'll be just sure. I think this is awesome. When I was at a TASB course this summer, they actually suggested that this student would be the energy manager. That we would let students be our energy manager, and we would train them, teach them that this is a great thing, and then they can have it on their resume. And the big thing with having these high school student trainees is it goes on their resume and it looks really good.
Absolutely.
So I love it. I think mm-hmm. it's awesome.
So I will be placing the student training program on our stipend list.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it will be on there.
Madam Chair.
Awesome.
Yes.
The next level for you guys in Tell's career is to get these kids placed in the private sector with certifications and salary paid
absolutely,
by the employer.
Mm-hmm. But we do have them. GECU.
Yeah, I know that was the first one we did.
Yeah. But we do.
But I mean to expand to other.
And we're absolutely doing that.
Okay.
This is, I think it just gives them additional employment that you're getting them doing more diversified careers.
Yeah.
And why not? I always say the school and our title, why not us have a stake in getting them ready for the workforce?
I totally agree.
Okay, next agenda item.
Item B is purchase of science materials.
Yes, Ms. Carter. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we're approving it for to the board.
Sorry,
we're approving it to the full board. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Okay.
Nobody was at the. They're all gone. Uh-oh. It was at the.
I wonder how.
Food service classroom.
Oh, his kids got home.
It was a parent looking.
He has no idea.
Sorry.
Chair, Board Members, Dr. Murphy, the approval for purchase of science lab equipment and science lab tables and chairs actually go hand in hand with a previous committee. We already discussed this when we brought forth the science lab aids that we requested. We then put that into the grant for Title I, had to wait for approval.
Is this the engineer?
It was approved. And so now that we have the science lab aids, we want, and this was also approved in the Title I grant.
So we're now moving forward with the purchase of the science lab equipment and furniture that we need for the elementary campus to each have a science lab.
Okay. I noticed it's on the three campuses.
Those are the only campuses that need the furniture.
Okay. Any more questions? Thank you. Any more questions? No? Okay. Okay. Tony, next agenda item. Oh, we're recommending it to the full board.
Mm-hmm. Item C, special education program review. Yes. Okay, after, again, previous discussion at previous committees, we were going to go with Gibson Consulting. But Gibson said that he really didn't have the time to respond in the time that we were requesting. So what he did, and Gibson was on the buy board for SLEDA, so what he did offer was the consultant that he would have used for us to use. Her name is Kathy McConnell Fadd, and she has offered to work with us. So we told her basically the scope of the work, and we asked her to send us a proposal. We did ask that it be under $10,000 so that we could move forward with it and not have to wait till the board meeting. And so the scope of the work would include an overall view of the special ed department as far as organization and leadership, but focusing on retention of SLPs and diagnosticians, so that it would be a focus on that. And that was within the price range and the time frame that we could get some information back.
That's retention recruiting.
Sorry?
That's just retention recruiting.
Yes, that's retention recruiting. It also has some of the things that I wanted to look at as well, as far as how we refer students and service them.
I will just say that we've gone back and forth with Dr. Fadd a couple times. No matter how we get it, it's important to know this is a limited scope evaluation. It's not a full-blown, she's going to look at the speech path issue, our DIAGs, the referral process, and then just an overall general leadership. The board very well, after they get the report, might ask Dr. Fadd to come back and do even more work on certain areas. So
but wasn't this meant originally as a baseline?
Right. And that's what it is. And I just want to make sure that everybody understands that. Well, why didn't you go look at this? Well, she has a very defined set of things she's going.
And if it goes over, then after that point, it goes over 10 grand, are we going to have an issue?
Yeah, we'll have to come back.
We'll come back. Okay. We'll ask
her. What happens then? Because we're going to spend almost right up to the 10,000.
As long as we don't exceed the $50,000 limit for the year, we'll be okay.
It'll just come to the board.
For the just one have year. To bring back the additional to the board for
okay. A fine. Okay. That's fine.
And then
I'm
we'll come okay. With another proposal at that point.
This woman comes with very high references, and she's also someone that none of us know. This is an outsider, correct?
Yes.
Total
yes.
Outsider coming in.
She's from outside.
President Searles and everyone. So that'll be good. I mean, there's no preconceived notion, no relationship.
Good. Okay. Thank you very much. Tony, next agenda item. Community input? No community input?
Community input.
21. Thank you. And it is 7:30.
Good luck to everyone tomorrow.
All right.
Yeah, guys.
Thank you.
Don't you think that's important?
Good enough for you.